Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and asked for help planning their own adventures. So the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! I am so excited to welcome Casey Huff from Well Traveled Club to the podcast today. She has just an amazing company and some incredible adventures with her little one. So we've got a lot to talk about. So welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
Yay. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like you said, I'm Casey Huff, the co-founder of Well Traveled. We're a travel company, really, that's become a travel club that's designed for this new generation of travelers that really starts first with community. As a member, they get access to trusted reviews and recommendations, great travel planning tools that really help you plan your trip, and of course, a personalized booking service as well. So really, everything that you need to be able to plan a great trip, and it's all in one place.
Very cool. And how long has Well Traveled been around?
Almost 2 years. So it was kind of a fun concept. My co-founder kind of came up with this general idea. Her background has been in international marketing. I come from more of the membership and community space and really wanted to come up with this sort of plan back in 2019. And she pitched me on the idea. I loved it, wanted to get going on it. We started working with developers, all set and ready for a big splashy launch, March of 2020.
Oh, no.
We kind of scaled back. It actually was honestly the best thing that ever happened to us because we took the next year to do a private beta where we're able to specifically talk to all of these members, had a lot of focus groups, and did a lot of pivots during that year to really kind of redesign what it was that we're creating, and did more of a full-scale launch April of 2021. So we're coming up on our 1 year as a paid travel club.
Well, so then having that as your business, I mean, granted, we haven't been able to do a lot of traveling as of late, but I love this. You have a little one.
I do. I have a little girl named Lily. She's 18 months old. So
I love that name. I love too. You have an 18-month-old and you have not let that keep you from traveling.
Yeah, I was counting actually right before I jumped on. She's been on 22 flights actually at 18 months old. So part of that's admittedly my family lives in different states than I live in. So part of it's family travel and part of it's for work as well.
So many are afraid to do it. And I mean, you've done everything from weekends to family trips to fun destinations we'll get into. But how did you say she's not going to hold us back?
You know, I think part of it is just don't let yourself be intimidated. You know, I think that all of these ideas that you can't travel with kids and how you're supposed to travel with kids, that was from a very different generation of travelers. And us, hate to admit it, old millennials here, we've got kids, we've grown up traveling, we were the study abroad generation, and we're very comfortable and traveling in this world. And there's no reason why you can't do that with children as well. So I think it creates this mindset for you of being able to really make sure that you're being flexible and allowing your child to learn flexibility too, which is a really good challenge for both parents and children to try to master.
It really is just a great school and education in so many ways. If you get them started early, you've got them on the way.
I think it's also about you as a parent having the confidence. You know, if you start early, having your baby traveling, you know that you can do it. And it allows you to feel like this is something that you can keep doing for the rest of their life. Whereas if you put it off, it just gets more and more intimidating as these months pass and makes you think it's this impossible thing. That's really pretty easy.
It's so true. And that's such a good point. I mean, what do you tell parents? What are your like tips of advice?
Well, a lot of times if you Google this, you're going to find your traditional tips of make sure you give them a bottle as you're taking off and landing, right? Give them toys that they've never had access to before and never seen before and ply them with as many snacks as you can stuff into their mouth. Like those are those traditional tips. But what were the kind of some other tips that we could talk about? So one of the first that I would say is create a safe space for your child. For me, it was a little bit, you know, unintended consequence of being a working mom in COVID and not having childcare. I had to just wear my child a lot, strap her on in one of those carriers and take a Zoom meeting while staying at my table. What that caused is that now, even at 18 months old, if I put her in that carrier, she snuggles up, immediately calms down, and oftentimes falls asleep, whether we're on a hike or at a restaurant or on a plane. And it really helps from that space because obviously they're in a new environment, but it becomes familiar to them because there's something that they're connected to. I have another good friend who her baby very much felt comfortable in a car seat. And she created this environment with this like blackout, you know, carrier cover with a sound machine and a fan. And that little 3-month-old, because that's her safe space, she could take her to restaurants. She went on a flight from LA to Chicago at 3 months old and slept the entire flight.
Wow. She created a little cocoon.
Created a cocoon that's felt familiar to the baby. So I think that's first one, create that safe space. The second one, I think that's surprising for people, is if you can't do a direct flight, opt actually for a longer layover. But the key of this is get a day pass to an airport lounge. And the reason you do that is that what you can do is you go into this lounge, I create like a little corral for my daughter, and I let her run around for 3 or 4 hours in between our flights. And that allowed her to be able to be exhausted on the second flight that was actually the long flight from New York to Rome. And she slept the entire flight, the overnight flight to Rome. Opt for that if you can. It's easier than trying to navigate a quick layover. And then the last kind of simple thing is bags within bags within bags. So I take drawstring bags and put, you know, one for all of her toys, one for all of her snacks, one for like a diaper changing station. They're easy to access. You don't have to be, rummaging through your bag and your diaper bag. Everything always gets lost in there usually. And if you're having a hard time repacking, you can just tie that bag onto your diaper bag and jump off the plane. So much easier.
I heard in there a flight to Rome, but you also did Cabo with her as well for a week.
So we did Cabo when she was about 9 months old. And then we went and did the Italy trip when she had just turned 12 months old, right after her first birthday. You know, the whole intention for that one was relaxation. So what we ended up doing is we actually stayed at the Nobu Hotel in Cabo. It's kind of outside of the main parts of the city. You're kind of outside that tourist zone. And we did that on purpose because we didn't really want to leave the resort. We just want to be able to find a place where we could stay and have amazing food, which being a Nobu Hotel, you've got astounding food options there. And then, but I didn't want it to feel like a family hotel, going to a child-filled pool with screaming kids. I'm a parent. And that still made me kind of go crazy at that. What was cool about the Nobu Hotel is they have this pool that's kind of, if you can picture, there's all these little bungalows popped around. And then it's like this winding river that creates these little private lagoons in front of the different bungalows that you can just use for the day for free. You don't get charged for it. So we just got up, found a little bungalow one morning, and we had shade all day. She could jump in the pool and kind of have a little private space. And we weren't listening to a bunch of screaming kids. It was very delightful. And we felt we actually got a vacation, but in a place that was conducive for our family.
Then when she turned 12 months, so year old, taking her to Europe.
That was a little unintended. So admittedly, you know, everyone kind of says the 6 to 9 month age range is kind of that sweet spot for some of these longer flights. But because of COVID openings and things like that, we weren't able to do it until she hit 12 months old. So that was kind of just, you know, COVID kind of created that timeline for us. And it was perfect. She had just started walking right before we left for the trip. So she really like mastered the art of walking on cobblestone in Italy.
So cute.
And for that, you know, we went to Rome and then hopped over to Tuscany. The key with some of those international trips is simplify it a little bit. My husband and I are traditionally people that love to hop around a lot and like go to a ton of different cities and check out a bunch of things and stay in different hotels. We did 3 hotels over the course of 2 weeks. So they're longer stays, not having to like pack up every other day. We stayed at the Hoxton there. It's a great brand. Again, doesn't feel like a family hotel, but it's incredibly family friendly. Much more of a smaller boutique hotel, so you actually get great service and you're taken care of. In Tuscany, we opted for kind of like the bigger resort sort of vibe. You know, being in Tuscany, the restaurants, you have to kind of drive a little further to get to them. So we want to have a hotel where you could actually eat at the restaurants. So we went to Rosewood and the Belmond, and it worked out really well. You know, we were able to do things like truffle hunting. Again, strap her on my chest and walk through the woods. And, you know, that was kind of a fun day. We went wine tasting, another surprisingly very family-friendly activity. Great for kids to join you on. Obviously, they don't partake in the wine tasting.
Right, right.
It's a very family-friendly idea. And then we kind of did some little tours of different hotels and resorts and like a little farm tour. So kind of relaxing, go out there, have a great lunch, and then come back to the resort and relax the rest of the day.
That's fantastic.
Well, and we were cracking up because, you know, at all these places, nobody knew our names. We were not known at all, but every single person there knew my daughter's name. And it was every morning, "Hi, Lily." And like, we'd show up at our reservation and they already had a high chair set up for her. And it's like, she was the life of the resort that week. And they made us feel very, very welcome.
Well, I think again, those tips that you gave early on. And then also, you know, I think we as Americans, right, we love to go, 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 go when we hit a destination. But just to be able to take the time, especially when you've got the kids, and slow down, you know, and looking at some of those resorts or agriturismos or places that are family friendly, yep, gives you absolutely a lot of options.
Yeah. And kind of redefining what family friendly means. You know, I think in the past we think, oh, I have to stay at a place that has a kids camp and has a kids pool. That is it. No, what you need is a hotel that has great service and a place with great restaurants. So you can very easily just walk downstairs and go to your dinner and do an early dinner and get them back upstairs for bed. That's actually more helpful than, you know, you can do that at a lot of different hotels. They don't have to be quote unquote kid hotels.
Having gotten Lily started at an early age, why do you think it's so important to travel with kids?
My husband and I's philosophy is that, you know, we really want to bring our child into our world and not just completely remake our life to be all only about them. I think it's important for our relationship. And I think it's important for the child to not have to be the center of everyone's world and recognize that they have to fit into our family as well. And they need to learn flexibility and patience. And I think the second thing is, you know, I am the number one person about a schedule. My daughter was on a schedule by like 2 days old. But when you travel, it allows you to be able to learn flexibility. And I think it's important for her to have that balance that, you know, yes, she's on a strict schedule normally, but she can still sleep in another crib that's not her own bed. She can still, you know, take a nap, snuggle up on me and not have to be in her crib. She can go to bed a few hours later than normal and not completely fall apart, and letting you feel comfortable being flexible and letting her develop that skill set as well.
Next trip you're dreaming about or planning?
Yeah, you know, coming up, we're actually going to Palm Springs next weekend. Got a couple of those little local, you know, weekend trips. That's the beauty of being in LA is you've got a lot of local trips you can go to. And then we'll be heading to New York actually in a couple of months for a wedding. And so taking that as a little opportunity to then kind of explore the East Coast. I've got a bunch of friends that live over there and we really haven't been able to explore New York and kind of that area since we had Lily. So it'll be fun to get her out there.
Thank you so much. These are great tips for sharing your adventures. So tell the listeners, where can they find out more about Well-Traveled?
Yeah, if you're interested, feel free to go visit us at welltraveledclub.com. So it's pretty easy to remember. Check us out. There's an application process when, you know, what we do is we like to make sure that we're connecting our members to have kind of conducive, you know, community and travel style, since that community part is so important. As we say, it's for our travelers, foodies, and adventure seekers.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for all of the great insight. And we'll have all of these details and links in the show notes in the article so people can check out Well Traveled Club. And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!